will kick you. Why? Because you want to borrow my horse. You should find your horse. You should find your intelligence. There is no way that you could ride my intelligence. No way. As simple as that. You have to find your intelligence. Build it up. A virgin one. Have a brand new intelligence. Yes, you could copy from someone. Half is yours. If that someone has the fruit, you're wasting your time. And repeatedly, look, the logic I'm giving you that portion that you could swallow. The rest will kick you. This horse is not like the normal one. Yes?
The sheikh gave a loud cry of jubilation and wrote back. He again called the children to him. That inquirer shouted to him once more, "Come, I have one question left, O sovereign king." He wrote back in this direction, "Say, what is it? He cried, "As quick as you can, for yonder child has enraptured my heart." Said the other, "O king, with such intelligence and erudition,
what was that enraptured my heart?" What was wrong with that? He's taking the ball. He's just stealing my ball. As simple as that. Because I'm playing the ball. You're wasting my time. I'm playing with the children and that child is stealing my ball. See? Hurry up. Yes?
Said the other, "O king, with such intelligence and erudition, what dissimulation is this? What acting is this? Oh, it is a marvel. You transcend the universe of intellect and elucidation. You are a son. How are you hid in madness?" He replied,
Yes. It's a good guess, isn't it? If you haven't read the story, yes. You understand? Okay, I understand. You are the king, right? I give up. But how come that you're playing this? Listen to the reason.
He replied, "These rascals are proposing to make me Qadi in their city. I raised objections. They said to me, 'No, there is none so learned and as accomplished as you. While you are in existence, it is unlawful and wicked that anyone inferior to you should cite prophetic tradition in the office of Qadi. Permission is not in the law that we should appoint one less than you as prince and leader. By this necessity, I was made distraught and mad. But inwardly, I am just the same as I was."
Did you get it? Not really. Because Qadi, it's like cabby or caddy to you. It doesn't make sense. The word is judge. They wanted to make me judge. I said no. They said you're the most qualified. I pretended to be crazy because I don't want to judge. What happened if he judges? What happened? If he judges you, he will see all the filthy stuff and he has to push you away. He's for helping to everyone. Judging others will stop your pity, will stop your kindness and all that. Being the judge, avoid being the judge. I don't remember the wording in English. In Persian, I remember that Jesus would say, what a bad situation for the judge, the judges, because they will be judged. See, this is it. You say, I know. When you're wise, they want to use you as a judge as a tool to use it in the business, to be the judge. I start to say, no, please let me go. They say, and they hang on a hadith that, okay, you cannot give the situation to a, let's say, lesser qualified fellow. You are overqualified, this is yours, and thing like that. Therefore, there was a necessity for me to become crazy. But inside, I'm the same fellow. Means I'm acting crazy, because if not, you will fear of my judgment. I gave up the judgment to be here. Now hear it.
My intelligence is the treasure, and I am the ruin. If I display the treasure, I am mad. The madman is he that has not gone mad. He that has seen this night patrol and has not gone home.
It's asas, which is the harsh religious policeman. Same thing that we were seeing in that paragraph. They are intertwined in a way. The judge and that fellow who will take you to the prison thing, the police. Now here he will say, first of all, apple is a treasure. You don't put your treasure in a showcase. You hide the treasure, because that's the safest way to keep a treasure. You know who is crazy? To see this judging stuff and not become crazy. Because when I'm talking about knowledge, oh, we talked about this subject. Who remembers? Do you remember the subject of the form and the essence? Johar and Aras? Now let's go back to it. Yes?
My knowledge is substantial, not accidental.
Okay, and the word is, my knowledge is essence, not form. Is Johar? You know Johar? An arad. Yes.
And this precious is not for every interest. I am a mind of candy. I am a plantation of sugar canes.
It is probably understand that interest a little bit better. How do you translate that interest to a bloody foreigner like me? Because qaraz, the word which rhymes with araz in Persian, means intention. Precise intention is qaraz. Hidden agenda is qaraz. But here, interest doesn't do really. Because he says, this is the essence, not the form. And the essence in Persian, which is Arabic, is Johar, means jewelry, the woody stuff. Johar means all the most valued stone and work of art and things like that is Johar. We say this is an expensive stuff. This is not some cheap to spend it for any intention or any special given agenda. Yes?
I am a mine of candy. I am a plantation of sugar canes. It is growing from me, and at the same time I am eating. Knowledge is conventional and acquired when he laments because the hearer is adverse to it. Since it is as bait, not for the sake of enlightenment.
Here again, we have that word of conventional, which is not conventional. The word is imitation. Because taqlid is very clearly imitation for us. And he talks about ilm taqlidi, means the science that you imitate from other fellows. which is not knowledge, it's science only. See, ilm taqlidi and ta'limi means the one that you could educate yourself. There are two kinds of knowledge. You imitate or you educate. These two are nonsense to me. Another knowledge which is in my heart, it's not in the mind. That one, those two kind of knowledge will bore the listeners. Yes?
Since it is as bait, not for the sake of enlightenment, he is just as a seeker of vile, worldly knowledge. He is seeking knowledge on account of the vulgar and the noble, not in order that he may win release from this world. Like a mouse, he has burrowed in every direction since the light drove him from the door and said, "Away." Inasmuch as he had no way to the open country and the light, he continued to make an exertion even in that darkness.
Okay, what's going on?
First of all,
as a matter of literature, something very interesting is happening here. Have you noticed? Let's go back and revisit what's happening here practically. Practically, there is this seeker who is looking for a wise fellow. He will arrive, they will show him this crazy situation. And harder he tries, he doesn't get any answer. Right? At the end of the story, suddenly he will say, "How come that you're doing this?" Then explanation is started as it's going on and on and on. Look at it. Means why you're asking, they cannot answer you. When you don't ask, you're just curious. What's up? Then they will give you a lot of explanation. Because when you're coming forward with a blank mind, we could give you a lot. But if you're coming with a mind full of ideas and thoughts, when I'm talking, you're thinking, my talking has no place. So it doesn't happen. Then, the explanation. It is started with first, out of necessity, not to be the judge. But that was not all. Second, the knowledge I have is the essence, it's not the fool. It's the expensive one, it's not the cheap one to expend it for no matter what. And the seeker of the knowledge, if he's looking for understanding and things like that, that could not happen. Because the seeker should seek only one thing, and one thing only, that's the light. If we see the story of the murid who built a house, remember? His master asked him, "Why did you install that window?" He said, "What? Your intention to listen to something calling you." Here he will continue to say, you have to seek the light, enlightenment, not the knowledge. The guy who is seeking the knowledge for everyone is silly to show off. You should seek the knowledge to be free from yourself. This is what we started an explanation right at the beginning, isn't it? Then he started to talk about that little mouse, which is not the mouse. This one is more like a monster. I don't know. This little mouse is underground. We talked about him at the beginning. He said, if there is no mice in your storage, how come that you collect a lot of